If you're talking, we're not hearing you, John.
Okay, thank you. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly call. Today is July 1st, 2024. We broadcast live every Monday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening over Rumble or YouTube or another network and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org and click on our weekly call for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. If anyone would like to email a question, you can email it to questions, that's plural, questions at nationallibertyalliance.org. Also, please support our business partners. You can find their banners on the right side of our website, of which the proceeds go to support NLA's efforts to save our republic. Also, please support NLA by donating $5 a month or more. Click on the donation tab on the top right-hand side of our website. Okay, we're going to pick up where we left off last week with our scripture reading. We're in the Epistle of John. So we're in the first Epistle of John, picking up in chapter 2, read by Alexander Scorby. Okay.
Chapter 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that an antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is an antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him.
Okay, Jen, do we have any questions or announcements?
Yes, I have one brief announcement. We have several questions as well.
Okay.
If I can find where it just disappeared to. Okay. I know there's, I don't know how many on the call tonight, but there are a number of people who were with us 8 years ago or more when the Malheur Wildlife Refuge in Oregon debacle occurred. And I'm sure those of you who remembered what happened were shocked and saddened by what the FBI, the state and local police planned and executed against the people at the refuge, especially Lavoie Finnegan. You can find NLA's involvement in the debacle documented on our website under the federal court cases as the Finnegan murder indictment in Malheur Wildlife Refuge, for starters. There's a bunch of documents in there on it. Lavoie's oldest daughter, Thera Tenney, wrote a book about his murder. It's called Liberty Rising, One Cowboy's Ascent, The Murder of Lavoie Finnegan, as told by his daughter. Now, she's been working for over a year on an audiobook rendition of this book, and it's now available on Amazon. So it's available now in hardcover, paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. And I put the link in the newsletter. Now, this is a great opportunity for those of you who were unaware of Thera's book or did not get a copy of the book, or maybe you have vision issues and don't like to read, or you prefer to listen to a book and learn the heartbreaking and tragic story of Lavoie's murder. I would highly recommend it. I know some people have read it more than once now, and it's well worth reading. Moving on to the first question, John,
okay.
It says, I'm reaching out on behalf of my father to ask a question about court filing fees. He is wondering if you could possibly provide us with some case law or any evidence stating that natural people don't have to pay filing fees. We've tried to look this up ourselves, but just keep going in circles. He is worried that by paying the fee, he would be forfeiting his rights and accepting a foreign jurisdiction. Any help would be appreciated.
Well, the problem is they're the doorkeepers of everything. They're the doorkeepers to our political process, and I'm talking about the minions of the New World Order and the deep state. They control everything. They control the judicial system in every state. They control the judicial system throughout the federal judiciary. Thankfully, it appears that the United States Supreme Court has become at least partially free. In a sense, they've been putting out some good rulings. They control the political process. And at every step, no matter what you do, there's the doorkeeper. And they're denying us. They're denying us due process. They're denying us free access. They're denying us the right to a trial by jury. They're denying, ultimately, denying us what's called a court of record, a justice system by common law. They claim to have abrogated the common law. Now, all of this is coming to a head, of course. There's what state did he say he was from?
He didn't give any information, and he's not a member, so I couldn't track it.
Yeah, in some states, you might be able to get certain things through. Did he say what particularly the case was about?
No.
Okay.
No.
And again, if it's up against the status quo, forget about it. It's not going to go anywhere. They'll throw themselves under the bus to prevent anything, to clog the wheels, to not allow it. They'll make up law. They'll deny law. They'll deny due process. They'll throw you out on Rule 12. They don't want to hear it. So that's the problem. That's where we're at. And we're there because we, the people, fell asleep. The enemy crept in a long time ago, long before I was even born, long before anyone that's here was even born. They've little by little, they've been corrupting our process. They've turned us into a democracy when, in fact, we're a republic. Look what they're doing to the president. Now they're calling for his, I don't even want to use the A word, because who knows? You know, maybe we'll be, prevented from speaking. But anyway, they go to the extreme. Now, as far as going in and paying the fee, the fee is unlawful. I wrote a memorandum of law concerning the right of free access to our courts. You can read that. You'll find it under Education Starts Here, come down to Law, highlight Law, and then click on Memorandums of Law. And then you'll find it in a group of memorandums. Now, I've written about 50 memorandums, all are focused in on common law, the court system, the problems, what's going on, how we got to where we're at, how we need to get out of here to get back on track. I've got about 20 of those memorandums up here, a memorandum of law. And even these memorandums, you know, I'm revisiting them all right now, because we're going to be using them all in the court, probably close to towards the end of the year when we file our final paper and we're expecting military enforcement on it, JAG. But anyway, we do have a memorandum on a right to practice law. Maybe we'll breeze through it real quickly for a minute or two. Like I said, there's a bunch of other memorandums, and I'm going to revisit them and clean some of them, because, you know, as you look at things, there's always corrections or things you can make better, say it better, make it clearer. So I do try to go back to the memorandums and do that. And I've got about probably another 25 memorandums to add, and I like to get them all up here. But they will be filed in the courts soon, along with the dismissal of the judiciary across the entire United States. Every judge in America is guilty because they're charging money to come in. They're denying due process. They've turned us into civil law. They've closed the doors of justice. And so they're all guilty. To what degree they're guilty, I don't know. That has to be figured out later. But they must be removed. Every federal judge must be removed. Now, that sounds like a big thing, and it's going to cause a lot of problems and chaos. And to some degree, I guess it's going to cause problems, but it's also going to clean up a lot of problems. And remember, anybody who's studying the common law and been following along, it's not necessary. Matter of fact, judges don't have any role to play as far as a court of law is concerned, because they're not the tribunal. And only a magistrate is permitted into the court, as far as being sort of a traffic cop to keep things moving along. Judges are not. A sheriff can do it, a coroner can do it, a magistrate can do it, and a judge who is, all judges are magistrates, they can put on their magistrate cap, but they can't make summary judgments. They can't decide on what evidence is going to come in and what's not going to come in. That's all a bar thing. You got evidence, you bring it in, let the jury decide. Nothing is barred from a court of law. But they bar a lot of stuff. They've done it to me in cases. They've done it to a lot of people I've seen. They've done it to Trump. If anybody paying attention to watch the cases going on, they've barred all kinds of things. They refuse to hear all kinds of things. We've been taken over by a type of a mafia, worse than a mafia. Mafia has nothing on these people. These people are far beyond that. And this is a worldwide problem, and it's going to require a worldwide solution. Now, if you have a court case, and if it's not against the status quo, you can bring your court case in and demand a court of record, which is a court that proceeds according to the common law, and which requires a jury for a jury trial to make the decision. and you can try to correct things in the court as they go along. Not that it'll be heard very well. They may get very upset with you, but depending on how much you want to push it. I do still do cases because I'm doing cases that I'm going to bring up later. We've got hundreds of cases that were really done, habeas corpuses, non-judicial foreclosures, whether it be tax or mortgages, and various other cases, and all along the whole process, denied, silence, nothing. And the purpose of us doing and continuing with that was to build the case to prove conspiracy. Because what they do in California, in that federal court there, or in New York, or Jersey, or Texas, or Montana, or wherever, they all do the same thing. They say the same thing. They bring all the polluted statutory process into the courts. They deny us due process. They stack the juries. And it just goes on and on. They take control of the grand juries for their own purpose to get their indictments. They prevent people from coming in to see the grand jury. They even prevent the sheriffs from doing this, or maybe the sheriffs are just so ignorant that they don't know. So we have an ignorance problem, and it's only going to be corrected by an education. And anybody that thinks that we can save this nation without first coming to a proper education and then learn how to exercise our unalienable right of government by consent, which begins with the organizing of a committee of safety. And it works and goes on. You know, we have to bring back control over the juries ourselves. That belongs to the people. The fox can no longer have control of the hen house because they're never convicted, they're never thrown out, they're never, found in a court and found guilty, except for under very rare situations. And I don't know if anything happens today that any of these people, judges, all the prosecutors, that they're all guilty, okay? And they have to be removed. And some of these things sound radical or impossible to do, but it is not. Anybody who's really, truly following along what we're doing, and it takes time to get yourself educated and follow along with what we're doing, what we put together, and how we're approaching the courts. We did a writ quo warranto on the entire United States government. They failed to answer. Every single individual failed to answer. And they had 7 days to answer. That's what's required. That's the law with a writ quo warranto. Rule 60 in federal rules, Rule 60, abrogated the writs of the sovereign. So writ of maybe habeas corpus, writ of mandamus, writ of and a whole bunch of writs, okay? And all the rights, the writs of the rights of the people have been abrogated by a rule written by bar attorneys, the minions of the New World, or the people who came to destroy this entire nation, and they did one heck of a job. They have accomplished their goal. But by the grace of God, we will survive and we will, you know, win at the end of the day. We know what's going on with devolution. We know what we're doing here at NLA, preparing for that day to file the final papers. We also, and again, you know, people may think these are impossible things, but they certainly are not. It's because they think it, and they're not. They don't really go to look to see what's really going on, and that's our fault. That's our problem. That's our situation. You know, our children in school, I understand, they don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore, but they have woke day and flags and all that stuff going on, you know. They don't talk about God. The Bible's been gone since 1963. We've spoken about that. We did a special program on that some years ago, and we've spoken about it recently. So everything is destroyed by these people. Every step over the past couple of hundred years, going all the way back to 1750, before we even became a nation, while we were still colonies, that's when the bar moved into America and worked their process of destroying our court system to destroy common law. And this has been going on for more than a couple of hundred years. We've got papers laying this out. When you go read the writ quo warranto, it lays it out pretty clearly. Our final paper that we're preparing and getting ready to serve hopefully in the next few months, or definitely by the end of the year, as soon as devolution plays out and the military makes the move, that's about the time that we'd be filing, somewhere in that area. Because before that, it'll go nowhere. Everything we filed has gone nowhere, but it was all done to collect evidence, to make the point. We opened up a special site, it hasn't been put online yet, but we do have a place page on our, let me think where I put this. Oh, see, right here under today's issues is the question, stuck in an abusive court. Okay, we also have on the right-hand side of a website, there is a an icon here, and you can click on that to get to it. And if you go there, anybody that has a complaint against a government that they've been abused, particularly in the courts, and they can put in an affidavit, and it'll be added. We're looking to get hundreds of thousands of affidavits. It'd be nice to get hundreds of thousands. We'll definitely get thousands, I'm sure of that. I'd love to get hundreds of thousands, but we'll see where we go. It's up to the people to get involved. But these affidavits, we'll be collecting them and preparing them, and it'll be connected to the final paperwork, and we're looking for restitution. We are all casualties of war. We deserve restitution. All of our lives, we've been abused in many ways that we don't even realize, liberties that we don't even realize we have. But anyway, natural law, let me just read a couple of sentences here. Natural law requires that for every injury, there must be a remedy. There must be a remedy for the damage they've done. Now, the amounts of monies, because that's how really we need to be restored, is by money. And the amounts will be in the billions and even trillions. But remember, when they break into a diamond store and steal the diamonds and they get caught, they got to give the diamonds back. So we're not talking millions, we're not talking trillions, we're talking quadrillions. Okay, that's the kind of money that's going to be seized from all of these people. Corporations that they own, and most of the major corporations are owned by these people. Properties and all kinds of things. But the point is, restitution is available. People who've lost their homes to these unlawful foreclosures, they're called non-judicial or mortgage foreclosures or tax foreclosures, denial of due process, unlawful imprisonment, denial of habeas corpus, denial of your right to travel, hijacked into a family court, destruction of your family. I mean, how do you replace that when they come in and destroy your family and take your children, and especially when they're very young, and you don't get to see them no more? Maybe you get to see them when they're adults. Who are these people? They talk about evil. You want to find evil, just go into our court systems. Because I don't know if there's anything more evil than what's going on in our court systems. The political process, and right and left, Democrat and Republican, those are political parties. No common law republic, especially one that is a natural law, common law republic, can survive political parties. Washington spoke about this in his farewell address. He spent at least two-thirds of his address focusing in on that problem. Do not get involved with parties. They will be destructive. They will destroy our nation. And Jefferson had a different view, and they were both right. He said that the judges will destroy our nation. And so, again, we have the minions of the New World Order. They're known as, these bar attorneys. They've come in and they've totally destroyed everything in our political process, our judicial process. They've destroyed our economic system. They've destroyed everything, But it's up to the people to take it back. And if the people don't step up and get educated and take it back, well, then maybe the people don't want their liberty. Maybe they just don't want it no more. Because either we get up and defend it and take it, or we lose it. And think not that the military can give that back to us. Don't think that Trump can give us back that. He cannot. They can provide the path to be able to take it. We need to take it. We need to take control of our courts, because the people need to be controlling the courts of justice. And the people decide. They are the judge. They decide whether they're going to indict or not. They decide innocent and guilt. They decide the law. They decide the facts. They decide the penalty with an iron restitution all the time. not about putting people in jail in most occasions, but it's about restoring the injured party and making that person that injured that person restore that injured party. But with the case that we have right now, I think a lot of people are going to end up on at the end of a short rope, or definitely jail time. It all depends on the degree of knowledge of the subversion. You know, there's a lot of useful idiots out there, but there is no excuse for that. You know, they go out there and broadcast these lies, and people believe it, and it's just helping to move the New World Order into total control over who we are and what we are. And people have no clue in what we are and who we are. They don't understand who we are as a people, the power and the authority that we, the people, ordained and established this Constitution for the United States of America. We are the lawmakers. God is the lawmaker, of course, but we are the lawmaker to control our nation. That's an unalienable right, to have government by consent, the consent of the people. And you can only consent if you're active on your local level in a committee of safety, controlling our courts, controlling the political process without parties. Just think what it would be like to have a Congress that was there, that's not connected by parties, because the right always goes to the right, the left always goes to the left, and most people are Democrats. Even probably half, I don't know, it's a guess, maybe half of the Republicans are Democrats. They just got elected as Republicans, but they're really on the other side. And we call them rhinos. The Republican Party is full of rhinos, Republicans in name only. And this is the problem. Only the people can correct this problem and maintain it. Now, the military can take it back. Trump could lead that military, give it back, and give it back to the people. But can the people handle it? Can they have a republic? What was it that Benjamin Franklin said? I believe it was Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. So let's see, once we get this back, let's see if we can keep it. Let's see if the people are going to step up and get educated and take our school back and stop all these things that are going on in our schools and bring back a proper education, return the Bible to the school, because that should be the pinnacle of our education, morality. And the king of the court is Jesus Christ. It's either him or it's some man. And who do you want ruling over you? Who do you want controlling that process? You know, the king's bench is the jury, and they're supposed to represent that which is right and just, which is God. However they see God is fine, but the bottom line, morality guides us. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. And so either we're going to have God leading our ruling our courts and thereby our nation, or we will have some man doing it. We'll have a group of men, the oligarchy that we have right now. You know, what's that? Right now I heard tonight that there's a movement afoot. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I hope it doesn't. If it does, that'll really tell how bad we really are, okay? But there's a movement afoot in Congress to indict, impeach the United States Supreme Court for the ruling they just put out on January 6th and other things. So when you're obeying the Constitution and doing the just thing, and you have a movement contrary to that to get rid of these people because they're doing the right thing, and it's actually out there in the public and people are actually picking up on that, that's a pretty sad situation. People better step up and take this nation back. So again, you know, devolution can give it back to us, but we need to keep it. And if we don't keep it, if we don't do what we have to do and fill in the void of power that's going to be there, there's going to be a void of power, and someone is going to fill that. It's either going to be you or them. It's your choice. So people need to step up. If you're not involved with a committee of safety, if you're not either starting one or joining one, then you're not doing the right thing. And your children are going to pay for this if we don't get enough people doing it. And we don't really need a lot of people. I was doing some calculations, and this is it's about 300,000 people nationwide. That's what it'll take to take 100% control, not 99%, not 90%, 100% control of our political system and our judicial system. And that's government by consent. And that's what we teach at National Liberty Alliance. We have that education. We teach government by consent. But anyway, stuck in a bad court, you know, read the page and, you know, send us your affidavit. We'll add it to it. And we are going to pursue restitution on every individual that's been injured. And really, that's everybody in the United States. But some people have been injured more than others. You know, some people have been put in jail. Okay, some people have lost their children. I went through the list. I won't go through it again. So anyway, that's what we need to do. So as far as, I don't have enough detail on that case. I don't know what it's about. Either wait off until devolution plays out and file your case, or you can file it now, see what happens. Again, if it's not, depending on what the case is about, if it's not against the status quo, you may win. Who knows? But you're going to have to pay to get into the court. That's a problem. And justice should not cost anything for anybody. Free justice. So just real quick, and we'll move on. Memorandum of law, right of free access. Okay, the purpose of this memorandum, I'm not going to read much, maybe a minute or two or three. The purpose of this memorandum is to bring to the attention of the court of the unalienable right of the people to have free access to its judicial tribunals and public offices in every state in the union. Whereas de facto civil law courts may require a fee, in civil law courts of justice certainly do not. A state may impose or may not impose a charge for the enjoyment of a right granted by the federal constitution. Ultimately, it's by God. But we have the constitution that makes the point. The assertion of a federal right, when plainly and reasonably made, is not to be defeated under the name of local practice, whereas the right of due process is protected by the Fifth Amendment, and the state cannot diminish the rights of the people. Trial courts act without jurisdiction. Trial courts act without jurisdiction when it acts with the intent without inherent of common law authority. Therefore, all de facto civil law courts are unconstitutional, and Rule 2, like all federal rules of civil procedure, are also without constitutional authority, and thereby are also null and void. Thus, the people have the right to access courts of law without a fee. No judicial process, whatever form it may assume, can have any lawful authority outside of the limits of the jurisdiction of the court or judge by whom it is issued. And an attempt to enforce it beyond these boundaries is nothing less than lawless violence. Okay, again, this is, maybe I'll read the rest here. There's only a couple pages on this. The United States Supreme Court living as we do under the common law government charged with the great concerns of the whole union, every citizen of the United States from the most a remote state or territories is entitled to free access not only to the principal departments established at Washington, but also to the judicial tribunals and the public offices in every case, every state of the union. The practice of law is not occupation of common right. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that a natural man or woman is entitled to relief for free access to its judicial tribunals and public offices in every state in the union. Plaintiff should not be charged fees or cost for a lawful and constitutional right to petition the court in this matter in which he is entitled to relief, as it appears that the filing fee rule was originally implemented for fictions and subjects of the state and should not be applied to the people, who is a natural individual and entitled to relief. Therefore, people are to have free access to the courts and public offices. Filing fees impede access to the justice and services. And just think, if you're going to go and file a case in the federal courts, you go get somebody that has experience in the federal courts, and right off the bat, they're going to ask you for $20,000, $30,000 down, even just to start the case. And people spend hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars to get a case going in the federal courts. I think that's pretty expensive to try to get justice, but besides that, all that money, you're not going to get justice anyway, because you're only going to get into a civil law court. But the amount of money is involved in going to court. Lawyers, I know today, I'm talking to people that are doing different things, and I'm hearing what the lawyers are charging. They're $350, $450 and more an hour. I mean, these people just don't stop. You talk about the love of money. All right, anyway, I don't have enough information to give anything else on that case, but again, you know, waiting may be a good thing to do. Wait until devolution plays out. All right. Is there any other questions there, Jim?
The next one is, I received a copy of a background check for the job I was hired for. Upon reviewing the document, I found that the courts of DeKalb County, Georgia, put on my record a felony and misdemeanor, driving while license suspended or revoked. This charge was never tried in court, but yet they put this on my record. Please help me with this issue. I lost a contract, and it seems they've been putting out false charges against me for multiple years. Did I lose you, John?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had hit my mic. First of all, what you might want to do is write an affidavit concerning the problem and file it with us, and we'll be taking it into the courts when devolution plays out. Again, we'll be filing it somewhere around that time when the military makes the move. Now, as far as, information and ideas on the case and thoughts, I can give some thoughts and some advice and some suggestions, but in order for you to receive that, you have to have certain knowledge. You have to have knowledge of due process, how it works. You need to understand the basics of court procedure. Now, we do teach a course. I mean, you can join that course, and it's going to take time to learn. But then, if you have the proper mindset and the ability by having knowledge, then when I give information, you can use it and run with it. But to really talk to people that don't have the knowledge in that area, it's just too overwhelming. It's just a lot. But our court, court access course, which is called court access and the common law, you find that education starts here, and click on court access for the common law course, and you can read up about it. It's a 90-hour course, and it does give you the basic information to be able to understand how things work and how due process works and the law, how the rules and we talk about the rules that they've got, and we talk about the rules of common law and how the common law courts work. The structure and everything is still there. But the problem is the people that are filling the positions that control it are also still there. If we can get rid of them, our government and our courts are still there. Everything is in place. We just have to get rid of the individuals operating it. And of course, we need to, really get rid of a lot of bad. First of all, if we get rid of the fact, if we make the point that statutes don't belong in a court of law, then all that legislation doesn't affect us anyway in the courts. So there's not really much work that we have to do. But any kind of a legislation that was written to build upon the Organic Act of 1871. 1871, the Organic Act of 1871 is null and void because it's anti-constitutional. It turned our nation into, the United States of America to the United States of America, Inc. And then that turned us into corporatism. And the things built upon that from that point forward all the way up till today has constructed a prison, a statutory prison of the people. And all that falls apart once we realize that statutes have no control on us. We're under natural law, and natural law alone. We don't answer to man, we answer to God, and we answer to the people. And the people take an oath to uphold and come with a sense of honor, justice, and mercy when they rule on people in a court of law, the king's bench, to come with justice. It's really a slam dunk for us to fix that particular problem. We just have to define it so that people understand it. But then people need to look at that defining, which is an education, and understand it, and then give it to our children. We need to teach this to our children in school. We lost America because we lost the knowledge of who we are and the understanding of who we are as a people and how this nation was put together. The Declaration of Independence was a covenant with God. People don't realize that. It was a covenant with God. We declared our independence, and we turned to God, and we asked for his blessings to be under his law. And that became a covenant with God. And so, you know, the Bible says that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Okay? When people kind of realize that, and we're the lawmakers, you know, we have the ability to nullify any law that they bring up. Now, law is only applied, you know, the statutes that they bring up is only applied to people that are operating in commercial activities, and there's special statutes and regulations written for those specific things, and also anybody working for a government agency, all these agents, they have to operate under regulation statutes. And so if they break the law and find themselves in a court of law, because it's a criminal charge against them, then we can apply the statutes and the regulations upon them. But we can also have the power to nullify those statutes, thinking that, well, oh, that's not just. We're not going to apply that. It's up to the people. They have to have the knowledge. No one's going to tell you that. You have to know that. And again, we have to get to the point where we tell the people that come in to make these decisions, you know, whether it be a petit jury or a grand jury, in either case, they have to be orientated, they have to be educated, they have to be freed from the prison, that the statutory prison and the reality that they think they're in. You know, reality is the way one perceives it. And so their perception of reality is what they've been told and taught and enforced over and over again by what they've learned in school, what the media tells them, what the entertainment tells them. You know, it's over and over and over. So that's the reality they're living. Okay, we have to break away from that and live, you know, understanding that we the people ordained and established this constitution for them. All right, where are we, Jan? Anything else?
We have one more short one. SCOTUS overturned Chevron deference and was announced today, 7/1/2024. All federal agencies no longer have any power over we, the people. How fast will it happen that the courts will have to stand down on all of the fake laws, statutes, mandates, bylaws, regulations, and so forth?
Well, absolutely true, because, first of all, statutes have nothing to do with we, the people. They don't apply to us. That's number one. So federal statutes don't apply to us either. But the federal courts have no authority over we the people either. The only thing they can do, federal courts, is really ruling in equity courts, which really deals with the problems of people in government agencies and people operating commercial activities and so on and so forth. But they extended that out to the people. And they've applied USC 18 upon the people. They've applied USC 28, USC 26. Those are the three major ones that they have applied upon the people and are using it against the people. But they have no power or authority over that. Just reading the Constitution, the courts do not have that power. The only power that the courts have over the people is when the people move to the federal courts for a violation of the Constitution, of one of their unalienable rights. And it is the duty of that court to rule for the individual to protect those rights and enforce the protection of those rights down into the states. Okay, that's the only job they have concerning the people. Okay, now they've gone far beyond that. And you have the ATF, and they got the gun control stuff, and, you know, all these silly things, you know, you move from one state to another and they think that with a weapon, they think they have some kind of authority over you, and they do not. Or they try to claim you're trying to sell a weapon. And even if you do sell a weapon, who cares? It's your business. And of course, if you're going to do a business of selling weapons, then of course you have to get into the process of a commercial activity and fall under their particular rules, regulations, and statutes, and so on and so forth. But you're signing up for it, okay? It's called nisi prius courts, unless you agree. And you agree when you start to execute things in that commercial activity, you're agreeing to it, okay? And then you have to abide by it. But anyway, All right, next question. Was that the last one I think you said?
That was the last one, John.
Okay, we're going to move right into the Q&A. The Q&A is open. People are already in it, so anybody wants to get into the Q&A, if you're on a phone, it's a *6 and 1. If you have an app, there should be a button to get into the queue to enter the queue. So any questions, comments, or corrections that could be offered, anything we teach here, we're open for that. So we'll take our first caller here. It looks like Ken from New York. Let me see if I can get this right. Yep, okay, you've been unmuted, Ken. Go right ahead.
Okay, can you hear me, John?
We can hear you.
Okay. We spoke earlier, and I wanted to talk about some of the benefits of networking and the fact that the Americans for Legal Reform on Long Island is sponsoring a barbecue where that will be accomplished, hopefully, networking, and that will be on July 20th, starting at 12 noon, and will go to 9 or 10 o'clock at night, thereabouts, and it will be held at 14 Ray Lane in Smithtown, New York. This is an annual event, again, Saturday, July 20th, 12 noon. The rain date will be the next day, Sunday, July 21st, and it'll be a free barbecue. You can make a donation if you like, and this year, it will be used as a networking event with representatives of other groups coming, and people will have the opportunity to set up a table on the house of the, where it's on the front lawn of the house where this is being held, and they'll be able to put their literature there. They can sell any things that are related to the cause of reestablishing the Constitutional Republic, the good governance, etc. And hopefully people will be able to talk to each other, and this will gain a much wider audience than possibly in the past. In the past, they've had 300 to 400 people there. Perhaps this year, being election year, etc., they will have more than that. If you want further information beyond what I just gave you, you can go to the website Americans, and that's plural, for the number 4, legalreform.com. Again, that's Americans for legalreform.com, and you will find the barbecue listed there front and center. So we are concerned about good governance. Now, every group, I said I'd say a little about networking, and I'd be interested in John's comments. And I've also, as I talked to you about, John, earlier today, I also have called a couple of other people with other groups that are interested in this networking to come on this call if they're in the queue tonight, and also say something about this and perhaps ask a couple of questions. They were interested in some of your training on the motor vehicles, et cetera. But basically, we're all interested in reestablishing the good governance in the Constitutional Republic. And I would say that different people in different groups have different ways of doing this. Not everybody's going to agree on all the fine points of how it has to be done. But I think what we should do at this late time in our nation as it now stands is we should look for where we have similarities, and we should work together in those areas rather than trying to find the differences and harping on differences that we may never overcome. We need to work on the similarities. So I'd be interested in your comments on that, John, also. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, Ken, are you going to be putting a table up for NLA to maybe hand out some flyers?
Well, we'll try and put a table up. You know, I'd prefer if somebody was there from the NLA.
Right.
So if you have people that are on Long Island and not too far from Smithtown, if somebody could come there. I'm being told that we're going to have different color badges for different people, and people who represent or come from other groups will get a certain color badge so people know they're from somewhere else, and then they have the opportunity to network. So, again, you know, I don't know. This is the first year that this is really being done to this extent, so I'm not going to claim that there isn't going to be some glitches in this process, you know, but we'll do the best we can to get the information out there. So we're trying to get some representative or representatives of these different groups to appear there and then to distribute their own literature and to talk to people individually.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put out an email. You're going to send me the information, the details, and I got the website. I'll put that up too. And you and I will talk a little to really curtail the email. And we'll send out an email notifying people. We'll send it to everyone in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I think that probably, and people in the southern New York and in Connecticut, probably anybody from there could be able to get into Long Island pretty simple, and of course around the city and even coming in from Jersey. So we'll put the word out, and so put together, as we talked a little earlier before the show here, just put together some idea on what you'd like to say in the mail, email, and then I'll maybe add to it. We'll kind of work it back and forth to get it to what we really need to put out. We have a flyer, and again, you know, would you like me or to put your phone number into that email as a contact? I don't know that you'll get a lot of calls, but you will probably get some calls.
No, I would rather that we use the phone call that is on the website for AmericansForLegalReform.com. They're more set up to take calls and to deal with that issues if there should be questions that arise.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that, and hopefully we'll be able to get someone that'll run a table and really put flyers on there. It's kind of early to get – well, actually, there's a lot of things. If enough people get involved, you know, many hands make light work, so the more involved, the less – the easier the job will. Definitely, I would suggest if you go up to our website and under Start a Committee of Safety – you come down to Handbooks, Videos, and Tools, which is the page we're on right now. And if you come down to the first list here, you'll see the two-sided flyer. We'll click on that. And that's something you can download, and you can print this off, just print on both sides. Most printers these days print both sides. So this we put together a while back. We've massaged it. We've had other flyers, and I think we have a really good flyer here. The one side of the sheet basically talks about county committees of safety will save America, and it gives information about that and NLA, what we're doing to accomplish that and what we offer. And on the other side, you know, we give instructions, you know, what to do now. Well, here it is, what to do now. Where to begin? Well, this is where you begin. What to do after? Well, this is what you need to do after, which really is starting to organize committees of safety across the United States. And so we'll put something together. We'll get it out to at least those three states, and we'll just take it from there. And anybody who would like to spearhead this particular plan out there in Long Island, that's close to Long Island, or would you be willing to head out to Long Island and be a contact for individuals who are interested, and we'll tell those people to go to the particular table that... And we hopefully get someone to set up a table and put some flyers and stuff on there. And so we'll tell people to go to that table and assist in any way they can to get NLA's plan out there. And there's other things that could be handed down. I mean, I think some of the strongest things here as far as trying to get out to the people is the Pettigrew Handbook. Because really, that really gives a real good picture and an understanding of our liberties and our powers and our authorities, who we are as a people. So this is a paper that could be printed out. It's 41 pages, but it could be done on two-sided pages, printed on two-sided, so it would be 20 pages. And maybe, you know, if you have 5-6 people or more going to this event to assist, maybe each person could run off maybe 10 or 15 of these. And, you know, you have enough people going, you'll have plenty of literature to hand out. But the big piece of the literature, you know, just to get the attention, I think, is really this, flyer that we put together, County Committees of Safety Will Save America. I was listening to Colonel Doug McGregor talking a little bit just this week on some things. And I didn't know exactly their plan for what they were doing, but they were talking about what our founding fathers did and putting out Committee of Correspondence, and that's what they were trying to build. But they missed the part that is the Committee of Safety. That is the key thing, and the Committee of Correspondence is a subcommittee of the Committee of Safety. And the Committee of Safety is a local, you know, local group of people coming together to exercise their right of government by consent, and that should be done in every county. And we have 3,000 counties roughly, just as a number, but it's 3,134, but 3,000 counties, and if you have 100 people per county, Once you hit that level, I mean, then you'll be really powerful and strong. And I tell you, you will grow in leaps and bounds once you hit 100 people and start exercising your right of government by consent, taking control of school boards, town boards, taking control of the courts, everything, because we the people need to be doing that. But that's 100 people per county. There's 3,000 counties, roughly speaking, so that's 300,000 people. And that's what it takes to really take control of this nation. And we could do it on a lot less. You know, 20, 30 people is a good number to begin with and can do a lot of good work. And if you follow the plan that we have on the school systems, taking control of school boards, that's where your power and authority will really start to build up because you're going to draw lots of people in. People who have children in school, grandparents, or just people who are not parents yet and concerned, or whatever the case may be, they're going to want to get involved one day once they understand and see in action what the Committees of Safety are doing. But a Committee of Correspondence is part of that. The correspondence is to bring the information outside of the county, inside the county, to the people of the county. And so that's what a Committee of Correspondence is. Paul Revere was on the Committee of Correspondence. That's who Paul Revere was. We've all learned about him in school. Maybe in the last 40 or 30 years, maybe people haven't been learning about him, but I know before that we were. I mean, they don't even do the Pledge of Allegiance anymore in school, I recently heard, at least in most schools. Maybe some states and some places it's still there, but it's losing steam, and it's being shut out, just like they shut out Christianity, they shut out God, they shut out the people. You have been shut out. You're under their control. Okay, so we'll get that word out. Let's work out kind of a message, put out an email to those three states. But go ahead, Ken.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. And the other thing I would say is this certainly isn't restricted to just people in contiguous states. We have calls from Massachusetts of people that are wanting to come. We have a call from a gentleman in Kentucky that's coming. So there are people coming from other places. And again,
and we can extend it to other states if you want. I don't want to go too far, but Massachusetts isn't that far. We can extend it to that. States might be an interesting state to put out?
Well, I think New Hampshire also, possibly in Vermont.
Vermont, okay.
We could talk about that some more. I don't want to occupy all the time because there's other people that want to speak. So I really appreciate you letting us make this announcement and taking the time to speak to me and trying to move this forward in a cooperative effort. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I thank all the people that are listening to this.
All right. Well, thank you, too. And you'll get that email to me. And maybe before the end of the week, let's try to solidify something and we'll get it out. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to take our next question. And before I take it, again, for those who may have just joined us or whatever, the queue is open, *6 and 1 if you're on a phone to enter the queue, or if you have an app, there should be a button to enter the queue. Okay, we'll take our next caller, Dan from South Carolina. Go right ahead, Dan. You got the mic.
Greetings tonight, and I really think that the young man there we should try to all of us network together and help with whatever we can there. That's a personal, and you can't get any better than being personal, you know, one-on-one or whatever, you know, to be able to make a person and feel, you know, welcomed, and that we're wanting that person's information given to them to satisfy their a quest for the gentleman and what they're proposing there that out on Long Island. I think that's just awesome. July the 20th, I believe he said. I don't know whether he said a certain time or not to come on.
He did say the 20th, and there is and we'll share this on the email too. There is the website that gets into the detail and what exactly they're doing and so on and so forth. But let me just make one other note, and I'll give the mic back to you. Anybody that is interested in really trying to spearhead this for NLA out in Long Island, just send a mail to John or send it to mail, M-A-I-L, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Just say, hey, you're willing to spearhead this and if you want, and also maybe share your phone number to these states that we're going to send it out. You know, my phone number has been up online for a very long time, many years, and a lot of people that are working for NLA here, their phone numbers are up there, and we haven't heard anyone being abused by it. Maybe email, people get abused because they get all of a sudden you get on the list, and everybody's got you on the list, and we get a million emails, you know, so we don't give out emails to anybody. But a phone number, I've never experienced a problem, so I don't think people should worry, and if we shared your number in this to kind of spearhead this program, you'll get some phone calls, but I don't think you're going to get a lot, you know, I don't think you'll get anything abusive. Again, it's our membership anyway. People that have signed in as a members are generally concerned, so no one should be really frightened, and it would only go out to those people. But anyway, anybody interested in spearheading that for us? Just send an email to mail nationalliberty alliance.org, and just give us your name, first name, your state, your phone number, and say, hey, I'm interested. Maybe it could be two or three, and we'll put you through two or three together, and we'll talk about, also work with us to put together that particular email that we're going to be sending out to invite people to this particular event. Back to you, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. John. My voice may be undesirable tonight. I've spoke so many constituents and so forth as to what we're really wanting to be excited about, and what you were expecting me to try to get with you possibly Friday. I was away from my regular office, and the phone numbers I didn't have as available to me as I thought, and so it caused me a little handicap there. As it turns out, I cannot go on the phone here without first bringing this, as I was speaking last Monday night, and I was hoping I would have everything cleared up as to where it would be so convenient for you and all the people, Jan and Mr. Jerry, Priya and so forth, and others there. That's going to be very exciting information of a company that I have finally found, and out of necessity I found this company. And you're not going to believe, I'm going to say this, that by being associated with that company, I myself have the firepower of a backup guarantee having to do with any legalities or other expenses where this company has some companies behind it, but this main company is going to be the answer to God's, all our prayers to our Heavenly Father, of what Mr. John Durash and Jerry Priya and all the other constituents have come on here for many years and labored as to the bad situations of the corruption, that is people being losing their property, their homes, and good gosh, there's no doubt about it. How much Mr. John Durash and Jerry Priya and all the others there have helped me in a situation. Actually, with their help, I saw the documents that are there with the hard labor and stuff over years of proven documents. I'm talking about legal documents, folks. And I actually use those documents to get a individual, and I know this probably won't be too bad to express this person. We talked about it before in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm going to just say of the Russ family. I'll just leave it that way. And this I've got with the help of folks listening to this with Mr. John and his other team of associates there of hard knocks, of the legal documents, what it takes to combat these crooks and criminals that are set up. I call it criminal enterprise. And as Mr. John just said just a few minutes ago, or here a while back, well, yeah, it was a few minutes ago, 3,100 and I believe he said 30 or somewhere along in there, 34 to be exact, counties, folks, that makes up in America, and the 50 states. Well, in North Carolina, we have 100 counties, folks. And see how much the corruption is in poor old state of North Carolina. And I don't think it's probably much different than poor old state of South Carolina. But I will tell you this. Folks, you have no clue of how important it is that we are to support NationalLibertyAlliance.org. And by the way, that was one of my messages I left to Mr. Jan, that my card gets compromised so much, and I've got to give you guys my card to support you. Folks, it's very important. We all together give a small amount, and this helps keep the lights on. It helps keep the gasoline in the cars. For example, just a few minutes ago there, as to be able to afford Mr. John DeRash to travel possibly over to Long Island. I mean, trust me, you may be looking at going through some tunnels or something with some fees. You people understand there's hotel sometimes fees that comes into play. But more importantly than anything else, it's a matter of different documents that have to be printed, and it's a matter of the research, the man hours. You cannot believe the number of man hours and the proofs in what has been accomplished many times that people come on here and on this great call. Every person that's in college tonight should be on this call. If they're out of college somewhere, they're at that stage in their life, or I'm going to go even if they're in high school from ninth grade on at least, they should be on this call tonight. They should be giving and bringing their family and parents and stuff and grandparents and bring their attention to this call here tonight. I can't give you enough understanding. If you don't do anything, then someone else is going to eat your lunch. They're going to absolutely put you into a situation like this country's in right now, and where that they're also wanting to flood these gates, as you would understand, so they can have political dominance. And when you see these people out here coming across those borders, honestly, I mean, I don't know of anybody tonight would realize that this nation's in trouble, and our rescue and our haven here is to be on this call here tonight. And I know that I've been actually, and Mr. John doesn't know this, but I have been and am in a hospital at this very minute. I'm not going to go into a sympathy thing, but that's one of the reasons why I have not been on this call is like I should be. But that doesn't mean that I don't know the brevity, and I've found a way now, folks, to support, and it's some great news, and it's some news I'm going to have to give secretly, so to speak, in a confidential conference with Mr. John DeRash, because I don't want this thing to look like some kind of commercial or something another. But I can tell you this, what I was about hopefully to bring this past Friday, and I'm about to close here because we got some other people here, would be an unbelievable, exciting opportunity now that's finally come about. I'm aware of it. I've been checking into it. And all I'm going to tell you is first little area of good news. This organization will supply me in my quest of dealing with what I'm dealing with, and we could speak several hours of the various ones, including the Russ family and my family, as to some bad situations with these corrupt, I call it criminal enterprise courts. And there's about 100 of these counties that a bunch of those courts happen to be not just one court, but at the municipality, they call it, or the location in the county, I'll call it the correct knowledge here. I stand to be corrected there. It's the county seat. You rest assured, in those courts there, those county seats, they got a bunch of courts. Now, every one of them is just as crooked as a dog's hind leg, so to speak. And so now,
let me add something in there when you were talking about funding and stuff, just to give people an example of our dilemma at this point. And we need to find a way to get through this. And hopefully we're going to be making some connections, and maybe with what Dan's talking about, that'll help and so on. But just dealing with serving our final paper, is probably going to be a ream for each of the judges and different people that we have to serve. So that's 500 pages, and I would think it's about that or close to it. I'm going to try to reduce it as much as possible, but it's going to be big. And so we're talking about a lot of paper. We're talking about a lot of toner, okay? We need to serve this by sheriff, because that's what really makes things serious, but it needs to be served by a sheriff. I was thinking of mailing these and doing just the certified mail. But I really think we need to do it, sheriff. And if we don't collect enough money, then if we collect enough to do mailing, we'll do mailing. But for an example, we have 94 federal district courts, 94 of them, and each one of them have to get a copy of this. And so we have to get 94 servants by sheriffs to each one of these particular courts across America. So it's 94 sheriffs we have to pay. And I know to serve, last time I served by sheriff, I know up in Albany area, it was like $35. Down here in my area, is like $55. So I'm thinking it's somewhere between $35 and $55 per serving. So each one of these is going to cost, let's say $50 per serving for the sheriff. Each one's going to cost maybe $20 to mail it to the sheriff. That's $70. A ream of paper, and we're going to have the printing maybe done professionally, in the sense to take it to Staples or Office Max or some other printer or something, and with as much printing as we have, we'll probably be able to get the best deal we can get. But let's say it costs $35 or $40 for each printing. So we're talking, for each serving is 110 bucks, roughly speaking, for each serving. And we have 94 federal district courts, and we have 50 central courts, the one for each state. And of course, the direction will be to the clerk that we have. And we have to also collect the names of the clerks in these courts that we want to serve in. We have to have the address. And then, of course, we have to send it to the sheriff, so we have to collect the sheriff we're going to get and make contact with them. So there's a lot of work to be done, okay, a lot of work. And I could probably do a lot of it, but like I said, the printing I'm going to have to put off to something else. But if I have to, I'll do the actual phone calling and getting it out. But we need help with that. So the point is, it's going to cost a lot of money just to serve. And these are the final papers. These are the papers that's going to dismiss every judge in America. And I do believe we're going to get military backing on this. We've already got military support. We found that out some weeks ago. We did a special Monday on that. So anybody can go back and review that particular Monday. You'll find it, under Start a Committee of Safety. No, it's under Today's Issues. Come down to NLA Monday Open Forum Videos. And we did a thing on a writ quo warranto that we had filed that was originally in 2015, which the military got involved with that. And we're under the understanding they've kind of twisted some arms in different places, particularly with the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think they probably offered them protection because they're in a dangerous situation. I mean, people out there are going ballistic, especially on the Democrat side, but even the Republican side, they're being silent about it. But, because again, we have a lot of rhinos, and they're really Democrats. Democrats are all about turning us into a democracy, the destruction of America. We're a republic. That's who we are, and that should be the heart and soul of a Republican. On our Monday program, underneath the Today's Issues, like I said, come down to NLA Monday Open Forum Videos. And you can come down, 1, 2, 3, the Committee of Safety, Monday Open Forum, writ quo warranto, restoration of our republic. And we did talk a little bit about solar flares, EMPs, and restitution. And this recording was made on, May 27th, 2024. So anybody who missed that and would like to understand what that Ritkuawanta was all about, and how we know that the military has picked up on it and has used that as leverage. And it's a very powerful paper, and you can read a copy of that paper. You get that information on here, or the location of that paper that we sent in. It's going to cost a lot of money to do this, and I'll get back to the same thing I said before. It's up to the people to save America. It's up to the people to protect and secure the Constitution and enforce it. So we have to stand up and step up and do something. And it's going to take money and it's going to take time. And if people are not interested or don't feel they can do that and don't want to do that for whatever reasons, and we're all struggling. Believe me, I'm struggling just as anyone else. If people decide that they're not going to do it, then they've spoken and they're not interested in saving America. It's that simple, because only the people can save this nation. Only the people. Trump cannot do it. The military cannot do it. They can only bring it back and hand it to us. But we have to pick it up and take it and run with it. So education, get involved with the Committee of Safety, support the movement, support the needs in order to do this. We also, we used to have 10 fax machines going, and that really doesn't cost too much money, but there is a little bit of money involved in that, but not much. I already have all the equipment, and I have the software, and I have an additional computer we put in as a server and set it up online. It just runs 24/7 running faxes out. And those faxes would go. We had it going out to all the court systems. We had it going out to the sheriffs and all the elected individuals. We were sending them information, one sheet pieces of information. Now is the time to pick that up again and get going with that too. But again, I'm in desperate need of a paralegal secretary. So, I'll do what I can without having one. But if I can get enough money to do that, then. Of course, that's an important thing, because it's a lot of work. I'm busy 24/7 on this. From the moment I get up until the moment I end my day, I'm in this. And it used to be to late at night, 12, 14 hours a day, no exaggeration, 12 hours a day. Now I don't spend as much time I just can't keep up on it anymore. It's really overwhelming. So anyway, we need help. Anybody wants to volunteer, we need volunteers to collect information, collect addresses, and do different things. We need someone for researching. And we need people with money. And we are looking and approaching certain people that may be able to really fund everything. But I'm not counting on that. I think the Widow's Mite's going to do this. It's going to be that $5 here and $10 here. And some people can afford more than that, $100 or whatever. But that's what's really going to make this work. I don't want to count on one or two people, and who knows. And we're not going to succumb to desires or special things because they gave us money. We're just not going to do that. We've been offered a huge amount of money a long time ago from Rome, and right off the bat we denied it. We knew what was connected to that. So there's a lot of people with big dollars out there. Maybe they're not aware of us. If they are, we're not given. So, I don't know. All right. Dan, finish up, and then we got to move on.
All right. Excuse me, folks. My voice is, as you so much, the addiction. I do apologize. Folks, if you can get the message that Mr. John just parlayed out to us, I appreciate him saying this there to us and giving us the truth of what we need to be thinking and taking to heart. Let me sure tell you, if it's $100 that a family would give, and we might need to have born tonight what we call a benefactor fund, where people could either send it in anonymous or however they wanted to or whatever, and you'd be surprised with the fact of certain amounts of help, and then the other people that help and a network, like the gentleman was saying out to Long Island, about others doing whatever they can, and when they do, they're only absolutely securing our heritage. They're securing the preservation of what America, the most beloved nation, has and is predicated on, which you heard earlier tonight, that is doing our Heavenly Father what He wants us to do. And that's what we should be doing. And that's what we should get back to instead of these people that are not caring about the Heavenly Father and caring about looting people or taking them to the cleaners in these what I call criminal enterprise courts. And that's 3,134, I think he said, that makes up America. Well, all right, I better control the time here. I won't say this.
We do have to move on, Dan, because it's five after, and we've got five or more people in the queue. So.
All right, I'm not going to do nothing but give you just this exciting news. I can tell you right now, I've been through it. I've had my people down here in corrupt one of these courts to make me homeless. You don't know this. I had this to happen twice over now. And I've got an organization. I'm so excited about it. And that organization, no matter who you are, they have megabucks behind themselves. And like, I think I can fix this to where it'll be a tremendous blessing to what you were parlaying us to the expense and cost. Because this company, on an individual basis, like just for me or anybody else, that comes associated with them, they have up to $1 million that they will help you, and I can sure tell you that it would be that they would be pleased for Mr. John to continue on the format that he has been helping us, and especially when I help Mr. David Russ with every bit of the legal documents and the tutoring. And I'll better close here because I know Mr. John knows full.
Why don't you give me a call later in the week when you can? And
I'll do it. I'm so excited that this is going and I'm not going to give this to any other network. I'm closing right here. I'll promise you that this is going to bring a lot of revenue into, and it needs to be. It's time. We don't have no more time to let this regime that's up there in Washington, D.C. ruin this nation. So I close right there. I pledge to you, when I do, you're going to be so excited because the company is going to be there at your beck and call, and you're not going to believe just how wonderful this news is and how powerful it is and how much financially rewarding what you need there with what you've been doing. And I just can tell you right now that I pray that everybody will start now trying to support that grassroots over there in and out there on Long Island. And I better close right now. I think we've got a great thing right here now started, and let's keep it up. And we need to think of more benefactors to come. And we might need to set a little committee or something up and where people can go straight to that and be a benefactor. $100 won't hurt anybody. So I'm going to leave it right there because of respect. We got other people. Thank you, and I will be back to you, Mr. John and Mr. Priya and Mr. Jan and any others else, but basically you two guys, you can rest assured.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to take our next caller. It is, let's see, a 317 number. Is that Phyllis? Is that the name? That's what I see up there, Phyllis. 317 area code. You've been unmuted.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
What state is it?
I was asked to find out from you what training you have available on traveling in automobiles on the private side.
Well, if you come up, you know, we've done some Monday night programs on that, speaking about that. We do teach how to deal with the courts in our course, Court Access in the Common Law course.
You're cutting in and out so bad I can't catch it all.
It may be on your side. Am I cutting out for everyone else, or is it maybe just on Phyllis's side?
No, you sound good to me.
Right. If you don't get all this, Phyllis, this program will be uploaded at the end of this program by 11:30, 12 o'clock. It'll be up on Rumble. So you can go to this page and you'll see it as the first
you're
one.
You're cutting in and out so bad. I don't know if it's
okay.
Me or yours, but I...
Let's try again.
15 or 20 minutes, I haven't been able to get half of what's going on.
Okay, it's on your side because it's coming through to everybody else, but hopefully this will get through. Is we will be uploading tonight's program onto Rumble on this page right here. Under today's issues, come down to NLA Monday Open Forum videos, and you'll be on this page. It'll be the first video, and we'll get that up so you can listen to this and get the whole thing if you don't get it all now. So on the traffic, if you come onto this
I'm
page.
Yeah, I'm only getting part of what you're saying.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Are you hearing that you can get this program and listen to it right here, today's issues, NLA Monday Open Forum? You hearing that? Right here on this page? Anyway, let me just continue on that. Hopefully you're getting it. But you just need to know that you can listen to this whole program again right here. It'll be posted under today's issues down on NLA Monday videos. Now,
I'll have to listen to the replay because I'm only getting half of what you're saying.
Exactly. That's what you'll do. Let me finish you up and you'll get it on the replay. And this will be for everyone else. They'll hear it now. Okay, on this page, you can come down and you will see we did... on traffic court and dealing with, really, it's town court problems and situation, code violations. But as you come down, you'll see here, let's see, Monday night open forum right here on April 29th, traffic court. And this was a follow-up on an earlier program to the traffic court. So here's information on traffic court on this particular Monday program. But if you go earlier, you'll see we did another, well, the original one was done right here, a Monday night open forum, how to take back our schools, villages, towns, cities, and counties while growing your committees of safety. That should be helpful there. And the one before that, which is April 1st, that one was April 8th. This one's April 1st. We did a Monday night open forum with town, village, traffic, and administrative courts. And we did a lot on that. So that was the first one we did, and then you can get another one here, second, and then the third one, as I mentioned, which was May, I believe. Was it May? Okay, well, anyway, it's in here. Just read the titles, and you'll find it. Now, the other thing, you can go to Education Starts Here, click on Court Access in the Common Law course. You read about that. It's a 90-hour course. We do deal with traffic court in this course also. Also, under Education Starts Here, you can come down to Law and then over to Court Forms and Process. If you click on that tab, you can get information on traffic court. We've given papers on instruction forms for traffic court. We have file on demand, appearance ticket, notice of motion, and a verified jurisdictional challenge, an affidavit of default. You can go through all this, but we do get into greater explanation of these things in our course and on those Monday laid out. So that should give you everything you need to know. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just listen to it when you get a chance. It should be up before midnight. Okay, we'll take our next person. Next caller is coming. Looks like from Colorado, 719 number. What's your first name? And are you from Colorado?
Yeah, this is Daryl in Colorado.
Okay, what's your name?
Daryl.
Daryl?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I was going to respond to that guy that was calling earlier that he was getting charged with those traffic issues. And on the Tuesday night call, on the Republic call on Tuesday night last week, we put a couple samples of a negative averment and a counterclaim. And it deals with how they, what they do is they're personating you, basically, and you look up personate, and it's basically when they're holding you in the character of another, which is fraud and which is a practice of counterfeiting. And anyway, it addresses a lot, and it's basically set up as a sample. There's a couple different samples that he could use, and it's set up where he basically sets up and he tells his story for the first like page and a half or so. And then after that, it deals with the law. And it talks about the violations of the Constitution, federal and state. It talks about violating the law of nations, Section 30. And that brings it into The Hague, where you could actually send it over there to the criminal court, prosecutor's office over there in The Hague. And it addresses a lot of the maxims. And it's also supported by many Supreme Court cases that support travel, the right to travel, the duties of the sheriff, and where he is as a policy enforcer, you know, on this corporate side, but he's actually has a duty to the people on the private side where he was elected. But
what's the name of this guy? What's the name of this website that I can go take a look to see what they're doing over there?
It's on the Tuesday night call. This is a Republic call on Tuesday nights. The Republic with the CK.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but is there a website?
Yeah, there it is. It's USAorganicRepublic.com. And the website probably needs a little bit of work and cleaning up, but there's a lot of the information on there. But
I'll take a look at that and see what I can glean off of it. But one of the things, when you got to go out of the country to deal with a problem like The Hague, I don't know where you're going to get with that. But, I'll take a look to see what they're doing and what it's all about. I know there are a lot of people teaching a lot of things on the Internet, and I learned some of those things early on, and I found that there's a better way of doing it, and that is focusing in on the common law and calling a fraud, and laying out the case. We do know that devolution, which is the key part of what we're talking about here, because we'll get some solutions when devolution plays out, and then we'll get enforcement, and that of course is what we need here. So, but I'll take a look to see once. I don't really understand what they're doing. There are people out there that are doing good things and they're doing it right, but there are a lot of people out there doing it wrong too, and I don't want to see people get in trouble. So we got to be careful. But I'll take a look and see what I can find out. So I appreciate it.
Well, I've sent one over to the JAG, over to Admiral Crandall. Mm-hmm. But I also sent it over to The Hague to deal with the treaty violations, which is the Law of Nations, Section 30. And mm-hmm. that's where basically the all treaties and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and all judges and executive officers are bound thereby. And in Section 30, violate the laws of a nation, which is the Constitution, then it is basically a capital crime.
Yeah, I'm sure you realize that the only way to say there's no other way to deal with this problem but the military. It's that big. It's too big to deal with any other way. So that's where we're going to head to, and that's where we're going to get enforcement, and that'll be on the other side of things. But again, I don't know much about The Hague. I've heard about it. It's still, for me, it's a foreign court because it's outside. Even though they call themselves a common law court, they don't hold our Constitution, and that's key for dealing with our government, is holding the Constitution and holding their feet to the fire to be obedient to that they've broken their oaths, and we want to see their bonds and their financials. And as a matter of fact, one of the things we're going to be doing on our final papers is requiring the bonds and the oaths from every single judge in America, as far as the state and the federal courts are concerned. We're not dealing necessarily with courts that are not courts of record, such as village courts, town courts, and most city courts. That's a whole different story. And those will fall away by attrition, because they're not going to get the money and the support once people realize, hey, I don't have to pay a traffic ticket. I don't even have to show up because they have no power. They have no authority over me, and the whole thing is a fraud. So, but until the people know that, they'll continue to go and be subservient to them and open up their wallet and give them their money and go to jail if that's what they want and all that other stuff. But it is an uphill battle right now, no matter what we do and no matter what court we go into. It's an uphill battle. But, the days of justice is very close. I can see it. All right, you want to make a final statement?
If you're, if you're interested in taking a look at those samples, maybe Phyllis, I think she's got your contact information.
Yeah, and information. I'm willing to look at anything. I mean, if we can, if we're compatible in any way, we'll connect with any group that's compatible. I mean, and again, we are focused in on common law. Anybody that's focused in on common law and the Constitution, and dealing with the problem, the fraud as a fraud, that's the problem. You know, if we're on the mark there, even though we may differ in various other places, that's not that important. But we have to do things lawfully and in a way that protects us, that will, because we're doing it lawfully. Although it is getting to the point and pretty dicey out there. But in any event, we need to do what we've got to do. All right, I'll take a look at it. Please send me the info, Daryl.
Yeah, I would agree. If our objective is to restore this country back to the intent of the four organic laws, and put it and restore it from the bottom up, where the people are the authority in their local communities, I think that's the key. And we have common ground, and we need to build from there, and work and shun off all the things that of separation.
Okay. But,
it's time to unite, and I'll see if Phyllis wouldn't send last week's notice over to you.
Okay, yeah, you could send it to mail, mail at nationallibertyalliance.org, and all of our leadership gets that, and others in our leadership can take a look at that too and give me their comments on that. So.
Okay, that's mail at nationallibertyalliance.org?
That's it, yep.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, Daryl. Great.
Thank you, John. You bet, Mike.
Appreciate it. Okay, next caller. Let's see. Ricardo, is that? Yeah, I think it's Ricardo, big guy. What's your state and first name? We'll go to, you should be an open mic now.
It is Richard, and the state is North Dakota.
Richard, there you go. Okay.
North Dakota.
Richard from North Dakota. Go right ahead.
All right, I've talked to you a little bit about this before. We're down where we have a judgment that was filed, recorded. The relief was given on a date of 2016, September 30, 2016. The accrual date is September 30th, 2012. And the statute of limitations that North Dakota Century Code has is initially 6 years, and you have 6 years from which that time frame to take action.
Okay, what kind of case?
It's civil, I think. It's a,
okay,
it's
yeah,
a judgment on an unsecured revolving line of credit that was at a bank.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
what we're getting into is...
So what you're saying is that...
trying to buy a house.
Okay, yeah, I think I recall talking with you about
yes.
this. Yes.
Okay.
And there was a statute of limitation. Yeah, I remember talking. We gave you quite a bit of information. Hopefully,
yeah.
That was helpful.
And the guy's a knothead. He just won't accept it. Then he comes up with this thing for under the FHA first home buyers, evidence of payoff or payment arrangement of any outstanding judgment shown on the credit report. There's nothing shown in any credit report. I called all the credit bureaus, as many as I could. There's the TransUnion, the Equifax, and I said, well, how do you go look up? Because there was a request. I had done it myself as having a CDL with a hazardous materials endorsement on it. I've got to have a clean record. They look for any judgments out there, any bankruptcies, whatever, and the same thing when I brought my wife over from the Philippines. So I've done these things several times from 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18. And every year I had to do these things. And it never showed up. Now I go to buy a house. Now, the title company, they do a research, and they found a judgment in the court of record in a district court. And they posted as being an open judgment, but they didn't make any differentiation if it was related to real estate, which it wasn't.
Well, let me refresh my memory. Is this the case where they won't do the sale because of that? Or refresh my memory.
They won't allow the sale to go through because I have a outstanding judgment on the credit report.
Okay, well, you're married? You have a wife?
I'm married, have a wife.
Can't okay, have you thought about using her name to see where it goes?
I did.
Okay, and the same problem?
We've been married since 2018.
Okay.
The judgment goes back to 2012 is where it starts.
Right. But what happened when you put the wife's name on it?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? They still denied the sale. They're denying the sale because of your credit.
Yes.
Because they're finding some problem. Is that the bank? Hold on. Is it the bank that's denying, or the money for the sale, or is it the individual selling the real estate? I don't understand that part. I'm not sure.
The thing what they're claiming is that, and I did call FHA and ask them about this, and I did some research on it. It's an expired statute of limitation. It's termed as under the Fair Credit Reporting Act.
Okay, why don't you take it into a local court? It's not a status quo problem. You might be able to get justice there to get a decision going through that civil process.
Well, what I'm getting at is that he won't acknowledge. I did the research. I gave him the statutes. I gave him all the stuff. He took a copy of it and he stuck it in a file. And I just found this out the other day. I said, did you look at that stuff? Well, I'm not a lawyer. I said, you don't have to be. It's all written in plain English in North Dakota.
Richard, if you want to talk a little more about this, maybe next week, because we have three other people there. We don't have
okay, but I'm just giving you a little back on you recall it. Well, is there a form that I could file on the district court record that would give a notice that this is an expired, non-real estate related, never, you know, some kind of wording to say that it's never been attached.
Do you know how due process works? Do you understand the court process, how the court works?
Kind of, sort of. But this thing, okay, in audience judgment.
What you're looking for is a very simple thing. It's just writing a paper stating pretty much what you're saying, but then you have to understand how to file it and serve it and go through the process. And the only thing I could tell you is it's way too much for me to give on any Monday night program, the whole thing. I gave 90 hours of things to make that point. Anybody who takes the 90-hour course and is serious about it, I mean, really looking to, you know, it depends on how you take it. I mean, if you're taking it and get basic knowledge, that's okay. That's good. I mean, that's okay. But if you really want to be good at it and you want to understand it and start exercising your right to be able to go into courts and file cases or defend yourself or whatever the case may be, and you buckle down in this 90-hour course, you'll be able to do it. And if you know, we don't cover every single thing, so
no.
You know, there are questions.
I'm just looking. Is there a form that I can file on it? This is a notice. No.
It's a very simple paper. You file a paper in one of the courts that would have jurisdiction. I assume you thought state court. You file your paper. It sounds like it's something that could be written two or three pages at most, maybe even one page, because basically you're looking for the enforcement of law. That's all. And once you get that judgment on that, but then you have to file. And to file requires a little bit of an education. Okay, that's the best I can tell you. So we could talk more next week, but I do want to get everybody tonight because...
What I've been trying to get to for the last 2 weeks is to get on to how do I file. You know,
Go to education.
Whoever listens to this thing is going to say this is an expired statute of limitation document.
Okay.
It's no longer...
Richard, go to education starts here. Okay, I don't know if you're viewing this. You're coming in.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so education starts here. Come down to court access in the common law, click on that, read this page, and you can get the first 3 hours, for free. It's an introduction, and so it's the beginning of the course. It'll give you a little bit of the flavor of the course and what we're covering and what we're doing. So read through this page, watch the video, and then if you're interested, take the course. And I can't just tell you how to do it because, again, I can give you, if you have the basic background, I could just tell you just the right piece of paper, and you pretty much said what needs to be said, but you want to put it in a form and in a format properly with the necessary papers to file it and so on and so forth. Well, I can't give you that on a Monday night program. It's too much.
Could I go take it to the judge and ask him just to rule out to dismiss this thing?
Because
they said that after a certain length of time, they just drop off. Listen,
we're down to 10 minutes and I got three people left. What you can do, though, is you can go to the court and get and ask for the phone number. You can call up and ask for the phone number of the office. And the courts, like, for instance, in New York State, it's just one place you would go, and you do it by phone. It's down in New York City. So every state has, all these courts have this pro se office where you can get assistance. But you have to have basic knowledge. But you can talk to them and see what they say. Tell them what you're trying to do, and maybe they can give you some kind of a form and that they've seen. But I can't do that right now. So
no,
I got to move.
Okay, if I were to get an attorney, which I'm in the process of trying to do, what would I ask the attorney to do for me?
Well, exactly what you told me, that the
okay. right.
problem, and you're looking to enforce the law to require these people to obey the law is what you're looking to do. If it's a statute of limitation, execute that. And if you want to talk more, get
yeah,
in early.
The Act does say that if anybody tries to go after to force payment of a what's called a time-barred document, it's a violation of the Fair Credit, whatever. It's unlawful.
Well, again, this is all important information to put into your paper. But, Richard, I really got to go. Otherwise, we're not going to get to these three people, and we'll cut a little bit of time close. So.
All right,
but look, at next Monday, get into the thing early, and maybe we can talk some more. And start, look at this page and see once what you want to do there, because the education is the key. Everybody, this course,
you have court access, common law table contacts, and you have Chapter 1 Essentials. Which one should I watch?
No, that's just the table of contents. Yeah,
okay,
that's the whole course.
That's what I was having a hard time finding.
All you have to do is go to Education Starts Here, come down to Court Access and the Common Law. You see, these two pages you won't get. If you sign in for the course, then these two pages will appear on your...
Yep,
on your
I'm on it right now.
Okay, so if you come down and click on Court Access in the Common Law, you come to this page, read everything and watch the video, and then you'll make a decision what you want to do. But you got to learn how to get into the courts. This should be taught in every school. Every child, by the time they graduate, should be able to go into a court and represent themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, their own business.
Because the alternative
is just move on. I really got to go. Otherwise, these people are not going to be heard. I got to go.
Goodbye.
Call me. Let's talk again next week. Get in early because it's too much to talk at the end. All right?
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bob, you got the mic. What's your state?
Hello, John?
Yeah, Bob. Go right ahead. What state are you in, Bob?
I'm in Texas.
Okay, Bob from Texas.
Smith County. And I have to say, when I first logged on, there was a big old owl that flew over, and it looked like a C5A. And then 1 minute later, three smaller owls followed her out, I guess of her, just to another tree across the street. So anyway, that's one of God's blessings that seems to confirm that I'm on the right track, and I just love what you're doing. What we're doing tomorrow is Declaration Day, July 2nd, and we've got 20 people confirmed that haven't been to Commissioner's Court before, and I've got one of our commissioners, he's going to read the entire Declaration of Independence, and then each of these people will have the opportunity to make their 3-minute public participation on their ideas of how the law is going and here in Smith County. And I guarantee you, it is so corrupt, it's just hard to imagine. We've got one guy that's had a $450,000 bond two Thursdays ago on a misdemeanor with a maximum fee of $4,000. So, I mean, this is totally out of control here in the court system in Smith County.
Every court in America is problematic, exactly like you're talking. Court in America, they've left the common law. They've cut away the rights of the people, the power and the authority of the people. They're the boss. I listened to the judge, one of the judges in one of the cases with concerning Trump, but particularly the one with his lawyer. His lawyer was trying to get other lawyers into the courtroom, and the judge says, well, because he says there's a lot of lawyers that want to hear this case, and the judge says there's not enough room, and then the lawyer said, on behalf of that lawyer, said, hey, look, at you got the, where the jury box is, you got the jury box, you can put people there, and the judge, blunted out, voiced it out real loud. You're not going to have anybody in my jury box. This is their attitude. His jury box? I thought it was God's jury box. I thought it was we the people's jury box. It's not his jury box, okay? But that's how they think, and it's problematic in every court in America, every single one. As soon as you come up and bring the law, They get all ruffled up and angry and putting their venom towards you, and it just goes on. So it's a problem. This is where America, we're about to lose it. Unless the people get up and do something about it, we're about to lose it.
Well, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. And
well, that gets the word out, and that's key, what you're doing. It's a very important thing. Appreciate that.
And these people, we all went to the GOP convention in San Antonio, and it's the largest political convention in the world, I believe it is. We had like 7,500 people there. Anyway, we've got some really active discussion on different chats, and these people are on fire to get some remedy. So tomorrow is going to be, you know, one of those, I think, historic steps in our county anyway.
Well, if people are looking for remedy, send them our way, because we're looking for people who are interested in finding remedy. And your remedy is the law, and we're teaching the law of the land.
Right. And the main law that we have in our land were the only two laws that our founders had when they declared their independence from England. Mm-hmm. And that's the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God. And according to Blackstone and Jefferson and all of our founders, there no human laws should be suffered to contradict these.
Absolutely. So
I've been aggregating those people. They're really firm Christians.
Right. Well, we got to move on because we're really almost out of time. I got two more people. But is there something that you can share with the people listening in, a place they can go to listen into this?
You have a way to access people in Smith County, Texas. And I would, you know, if you can reach out to them, and you know, it's really short notice, but who knows, God's in charge. You know, it would be good to even get some of
If you send a message that you'd like to get out to Texas, if you send it to mail, mail at nationallibertyalliance.org, I'll see if we can't get to it. This is going to take place on the 3rd?
No, it's taking place on the 2nd, which is tomorrow.
Well, that's tomorrow. I don't know that we can get out that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
not going to be able to do anything tonight. I got to upload the program. Got to get to sleep. I got a big agenda tomorrow. I mean, I'd squeeze it in, but it's not going to be early, and it'll be too late. I wish we knew a little earlier. Is there anything you might want to announce right now? You know, we have people that come to this meeting, but we have a lot more people that are listening in on Rumble. We get I'm kind of surprised we get quite a few hits there, considering. But in any event, we also on YouTube too, but we don't get that much on YouTube. But anyway, anything you want to share right now, a website or something, and then I can move on to the last two people here because it's running late.
No, I don't have a website, but the whole deal, I talked to my commissioner, and he wanted me to write a statement that he could put on the agenda, and I did that, and I guess maybe he didn't want to hear it. But this is five sentences, and what I'm going to say tomorrow is, on this day 248 years ago, the Continental Congress declared the United Colonies free and independent states. 2 days later, on the 4th of July, the Declaration of Independence final text was approved by Congress and sent off to be printed. And then the first sentence of this first law defines America's separation of church and state. And this is what I want to get. We've been looking at separation of church and state.
There's no such thing as the United States.
I'm sorry?
There's no such thing as separation of church and state in the United States, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, the separation that I'm talking about, and that's this next this next sentence, this separation is defined by Sir William Blackstone, the most quoted scholar of our founders, that no human laws should be suffered to contradict the laws of nature and of nature's God, that's creation and the Bible. Therefore, be it resolved that this court and all of America's people remember this day, and this is sort of taking off of John Adams, as the beginning of the most memorable epoch in the history of America from this time forward forevermore. And that is to get our commissioners and everybody in our county knowing that we can't violate God's law in anything that we do. And The deal is I've been going to commissioner's court regularly for 12 years, and they're breaking that all the time. So anyway, I've got 20 people that are committed to come tomorrow, and they know this story, and some of them are bringing their kids. And
Bob, I'm sorry, but I got to move on. I appreciate what you're doing. I wish we had more time, but I really want to get to the last two people. It's 11 o'clock. And again, if you have anything to share for people to look at and make that point, and if you want to talk more about it, you can talk more next week with us. So.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. I appreciate you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. All right, we're going to go to our next caller. It's, I believe it's pronounced Cassandra, we've talked before, from Hawaii. Aloha. Go right ahead, Cassandra.
Hi, yeah.
Things going on out there in Hawaii?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay. Sorry, this is kind of an aside, but I didn't know how else to get this information over to you. I have been trying to cancel my $5 a month. And I've been emailing Carl for over a month, and he doesn't reply.
Well, all you have to do is, hang on a second, let me think this out a little bit. Oh, you go to my account right here. Okay, I don't want to click on it because it's going to start to show my personal information. But you click on my account, and then you can go right on. You'll see on there, you'll see information where you can donate, and you get the donate page, and then you can just change it. Delete it or change the amount, whatever you want to do.
Okay. So you just go into your account and do it?
Yeah. Go on. Are you able to see? Are you on a phone? Are you on an app or no? Are you seeing the desktop or no?
Right now I'm on my phone.
Okay. Yeah, if you go to nationallibertyalliance.org on the blue bar, you go all the way to the right, and right under the blue bar you'll see tech support, my account, unsubscribe, add an event, calendar, and log out. Okay, well, click on my account, and you'll be able to negotiate your way around to get to, dealing with a donation, and you can cancel it then. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Okay, we'll take our last caller here, Brent from Utah, it looks like. Go right ahead, Brent.
Hey, John. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually in Georgia now, but...
Brent from Georgia.
I had an instance the other night. Me and my wife were on our way to this park that has a bar and allows kids and dogs and stuff, and our little two-year-old was asleep, and so we were like, well, you know, we'll leave her in the car right here in the air conditioning, we'll sit on the grass, you know, and watch her while we have a beer and run the dog out until she wakes up. And while we were watching the car, somebody walked by and kind of, we could see her checking our little one out, and they kept moving, and we were like, all right, well, that was kind of weird. But then shortly after, he came back out of the bar with three other people, and they were standing around our car. And so we, you know, approached him. We were like, hey, guys, what's going on here? And they were like, hey, you can't leave a kid in the car here unattended. It's illegal. And we were like, hey, we're right here. What are you talking about? Like, we were watching you guys. And anyway, long story short, they ended up calling the police. And the police, you know, were even talking on the radio. They're like, well, I don't think there's any criminal behavior here. But the guy just really wanted a report filed. So we ended up getting a charge for leaving a minor unattended. And I'm kind of... You know,
do they give you a court case or something, a court date?
Or just wrote a
report?
They filed a report, but it says here, let's see here. There's no court date or anything, but they said, you know, obviously to call within the 14 days, to set up a court date.
Okay, what you want to do is write an affidavit and file it with them immediately, telling them the facts of the matter and the situation, and then prepare yourself, because these people are out of control. There was no reason for them to even write a report on this. If you were there and And, you know, so that's what I would suggest, to get an affidavit, send it off, and ask them to attach it to this report, and then see from there. Now, look at it. There's going to be a court date. They need to, they've got your name and address, so they need to contact you. I wouldn't contact them. I mean, did they tell you to contact them?
You know, I believe they did. I was so infuriated that I kind of was just waiting for them to get out of there. But I don't see anything
here.
Well,
what I would do is I'd file a complaint against those individuals for filing a false complaint that you were there, you saw everything, you explained to them, and they still went and called the cops, and they opened this whole can of worms, and that's problematic, and I'd sue them.
Yeah. I like that.
And move that, but get your affidavit in, putting the truth on that report to attach it to that report. Make sure you get it done in a notarized form. In a notarized form.
Beautiful. And then if they do move forward with the court date, so I'm not going to contact them about that. But if they do approach us, we can obviously challenge jurisdiction in this.
Well, it depends on the court. You can challenge jurisdiction in every court because all of them are unlawful. But, of course, if this is a city court, or in most cases city courts, you'd have to look in the Constitution to see if any city courts are courts of record. But any court, like a town court, a village court, most city courts, they're all, statutory courts. They're called nisi prius courts, which they don't have personam jurisdiction over you. So, yes, you would challenge their personam jurisdiction. And those... That's the most dangerous courts in a situation like this, that and family court, because those courts, they're wacko.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, thank you so much for the advice, and thank you for all you do, and I'll give you an update. So thank you very much.
Okay. All right, thanks for the call. All right, we'll end our program. So good night, everybody, and Lord willing, we'll see you next Monday. Good night. Let me see if I can find that record button.